ॐ वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा, निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा.
I hope all of you have got the Shabdamanjari PDF that I've sent. So keep it with you all the time whenever you sit to study anything, so that you will come to know how many types of Shabdas are there overall. It will be really useful for you to understand the Bhakti better. You have to memorize a few initially.
Namaskar, Rangarajan.
I request all of you to mute. So, try to memorize, say, one or two Shabda daily, so that you can really understand language better by the way. So, we will straight away get into the same lesson, which is Shabda Manjari. I request all of you to open and keep it with you. I will also open it. I'm not sharing anything on the screen, so it's just audio for now. You can go to page number 15, where you will see Rama Shabda. Okay. So, if you see that, it has been said that Ajanta Pullinga Prakarana. Ajanta means Achanta. Achanta is Ajanta. Ach in general, it is the short form of calling every swara. All the swaras are included within the set called Ach. For example, to write doctor, we won't write D-O-C-T-O-R. We simply write D and R, which is the first letter and the last letter of the doctor, right? Similarly, Ach is something which has got all the swaras. All the swaras are inside the short form called Ach. So whenever you see Ajanta, there is some sandhi or grammar rule that has been applied where Ach plus Anta becomes Ajanta. So Ajanta Pullinga Prakarana. So there are some prakarana or set of stuff that we should be knowing for Achanta. So what are all the Achanta that we saw already? For Pullinga, it is a E, U. And for Strilinga, A, E. And for Napumsakalinga, again A. So here, we are just considering Rama Shabda. So immediately after that, you will be seeing something called Akarantaha, Pullingaha, Rama Shabdaha. So the following subsequent set of things are for Rama Shabda. So in this, Prathama Vibhakti is given first. Second is Sambodhana Prathama. Sambodhana is to address. So say for example, you see Rama and you want to call Rama, you will be calling, Hey Rama.
Sorry, Bhagini, what is the page? What is the page?
Aham Rupa.
Who is asking the page number? I sent one PDF in the PDF.
Okay.
So it is Sambodhana Prathama. Sambodhana is to address somebody. So if there is something called Krishna, you will be calling, Hey Krishna, turn and see me. Hey Krishna, go there. Hey Rama, come here. Hey Krishna, come here. So likewise, it is Sambodhana Prathama. It is also Prathama. Because we are talking only about the subject, but it is Sambodhana. Please make sure that you mute yourself as soon as you join. You may not say your name in the middle of the job. So the next one that you see is Dvitiya Vibhakti, and then Tritiya, and then Chaturthi, Panchani, Shashti, and Saptani. So as introduced already, the Prathama Vibhakti talks about the subject. So when I say Rama is there, sitting there. Rama is the subject. Aham Ramam Pashyami. I am seeing Rama. Where subject Rama turns into an object. And Ramena Kriyami. Ramena is along with Rama or with Rama. By Rama. Chaturthi is for Rama. Ramaya Dugdam Dadami. For Rama, I'm giving milk. Dugdam Dadami. Panchami is from Rama. Ramat Dugdam Praknomi. From Rama, I got the milk. Ramatakam Praknomi. From Rama, I got the book. And then Chashti. We already dealt a lot with Chashti that says about relationship. Ramasya Pita Dasharatha. Saptami is in Rama. Chashti is off Rama. Saptami is in Rama. Rame Uttama Gunaha Santi. Rama has got very many good virtues. So Uttama Gunaha Santi. Please avoid sending chat in between. If you want to say something, just unmute your audio and you can talk. Let me give a pass.
Of course.
So that's how the Shabda table is given. Now we also saw something else in the beginning of the class called Pratipadikam. Pratipadikam is the nominal stem. Or Pratipadikam can also be vaguely equated to Shabda. This is Shabda basically means sound, but you can alternatively use it. The Pratipadikam is Rama or the Shabda is Rama, for which you derive some cases. First case, which is Prathama. Second case, which is Dvitiya. Any questions so far? I assume not. So now I want all of you to participate in reading one Shabda. For the next 30 to 40 minutes, we are just going to try this out. Vijay Mahodaya, can you please start it? You can go through the Rama Shabda.
What is the page number?
Seeing anything?
It is in the PDF, Mahodaya, that is sent in the WhatsApp group.
I'm not able to open it.
Page number.
It's so slow.
One of you, please talk. I hear two voices. I don't know who is talking.
Madam, can you tell me the page number?
Wait. Vijay Mahodaya, can you talk first? What did you say?
I'm not able to open the PDF.
Is it the case for all of you?
No, Bhagini, we are able to open.
Okay. So page number is 15. I already said it. Page number 15. Okay, Vijay Mahodaya, can you please be in mute so that let others read. I don't know what else to do. You can download it from the internet if you want. That is, it is available in the internet, Shabda Manjari. Okay, Vaidyanathan Mahodaya, can you go ahead and do the first Shabda that is in the PDF?
Madam, there is a problem with the internet. I'm unable to hear also properly. I'm trying to get out and then come back. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Chandra Bhagini?
Bhagini, I will do it.
Patat.
Akarantaha Pullinga Rama Shabdaha. I don't have to tell Vibhakti, I will just read it or?
You just read the until you have read it.
Okay.
Ramaha
Ramau Ramaha. He Rama, He Ramau, He Ramaha. Ramam Ramau Raman. Ramena Ramabhyam Ramaihi. Ramaya Ramabhyam Ramebhyah. Ramat Ramabhyam Ramebhyah. Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam. Rame Ramayoho Rameshu. Devam Deva Mukunda Shiva Hara Prabhutvasti. Prabhu
can you try to make some sentences with those?
Okay. एषः रामः अहं रामं पश्यामि कृष्णः रामेण क्रीडति
by saying you try to interpret what you want to say so that others can understand
एषः रामः this is Rama So here, Rama is the subject.
No. Eshaha is not this. Eshaha is, he is Rama.
Okay, he is Rama.
But here, whether he is the subject or Rama is the
subject. He is the subject.
So, can you think of making a proper sentence?
Okay. कृष्णस्य मित्रः रामः
नो यु आर गोइंग टु हर षष्ठी विभक्ति आई वांट फॉर प्रथमा विभक्ति ओके नो से रामाय
रामः क्रीडति
सम्यक एंड आई एम सीइंग रामा
अहं रामं पश्यामि
कृष्णा इज प्लेइंग अलोंग विथ रामा
कृष्णः रामेण क्रीडति
उत्तमं कृष्णः रामेण क्रीडति From Rama, Krishna is getting a doll.
Ramat
or Krishna is getting
Krishna
a doll.
Krishna Ramat Panchalikam Prapnoti.
Uttamam. Panchalikam Prapnoti. Now say Rama is giving Rama a doll giving for Krishna.
Krishnaya रामः पाञ्चालिकं ददाति
सम्यक् उत्तमम् एण्ड् कृष्णस्य
मित्रं रामः रामस्य मित्रं कृष्णः रामे बहु उत्तम
गुणाः
सन्ति
उत्तमं सम्यक् नौ यू केन् गो अहेड् एण्ड् रीड् द एन्टायर टेबल वन्स अगेन
स्लोली रामः रामौ रामाः हे राम हे रामौ हे रामाः रामं रामौ
वेट इट इस् नॉट रामः इट इस् रामः
ओके
There is a difference between her and a ha.
Okay.
When you say Rama, you say Rama the end is a, Rama. So you can say aha. But Rama, okay. Ah, is there. So aha. I see many of you do it.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. He Rama, He Ramau, He Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः रामाय रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामात् रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामस्य रामयोः रामाणां रामे रामयोः रामेषु
उत्तमम् So likewise you can write for Deva Shabda, Mukunda Shabda, Shiva Shabda, Hara Shabda. Okay. Nayana Bhagini, can you try Deva Shabda?
Yes, ma'am. Devaha, Devo.
No, wait. Start it properly.
Yeah, okay. Devaha, Akaranta, Pullinga. Devaha Shabd.
Wait, again. Is it given as Akaranta Pullinga? Don't you see a Visarga after that?
Yes.
And is it Devaha Shabdaha?
Devaha Shabdaha.
Is that so?
Deva.
You have the PDF, right?
Yes, yes.
Do you see the Rama Shabda?
Yes.
What is given there? Can you read that once?
Akaranta Pullingaha Rama.
Again, Akaranta. Is it Akaranta there? Don't you see a visarga?
No, yes.
Why don't you read it carefully?
Yes. Akarantaha Pullingaha Rama Shabdaha.
So it is only Rama Shabdaha, right?
Yes.
So nominal stem cannot have visarga.
Yes.
Okay, when you add visarga, that becomes a case.
Case, right.
Go ahead.
Akarantaha Pullingaha Deva Shabdaha. Devaha Devo Devaha. He Deva. He Devo. He Devaha. Devam Devo Devana. Devena Devabhyam Deveha.
What is that?
Devaya.
No, do the tritiya again. I see some.
Yeah,
I see some
mistake. Yes. Devena Devabhyam Devaiha.
Devaiha, what is that? How do you pronounce Devaiha? Is there A at the end?
Devaha. Devaiha.
No. Devaihi.
Devaihi.
You heard Chandra Bhagini reading, right? She read it as Ramaihi.
Yes.
So it could be, it should be Devaihi only, right?
Devaihi.
Do it again.
Devena Devabhyam Devaihi. Devaya Devabhyam Devebhyaha.
Samyak.
Devat Devabhyam Devebhyaha. Devasya Devayoho
Devayoho. No, wait. Where are you running? Read that again. Devasya
Devayoho Devanam.
Devasya Devayoho Devanam.
Deve Devayoho Deveshu.
Samyak. So practice it with some sentences, maybe as a homework. So only if you understand Shabda properly, you can start conversing easily.
Yes.
Uttam. Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Bhagini Vidyadhara.
Vadatu.
Deva Shabda, I think there is going to be a change for Tritiya, Ekavachanam and Shashti Bahuvachanam, right?
As
so, na becomes na, deva naam, right?
Don't talk about the grammatical things here. I already told you there are a lot of confusions will happen if I have to explain that. You better check.
Okay,
some
sorry.
Good tools for that. Okay,
yeah, so
because it
there is a footnote.
I'll at least need 2 hours for me to explain that. So for now, you can ignore. Don't talk about the grammaticalities in your class.
No, I just mentioned because it is mentioned in the footnote there.
No, let it be. If it's memorized, all of you memorize this. Later on, when we learn about the grammar, then we will sit and analyze why the na or na turned na, or why that difference and all that.
Awesome.
It's good that you noticed that, but yeah, this won't be the right time to talk about it. Okay. Deepa Kamna Bhagini, can you do the next one? Next, Ikaranta Shabda.
Aam Bhagini.
This is in page number 16.
I'm going back to the PDF. One second.
Okay.
हरि शब्द रैट् इकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः हरिशब्दः हरिः हरि हरयः हे हरे हे हरि हे हरयः हरिं हरि हरीन् हरिणा हरिभ्यां हरिभिः हरये हरिभ्यां हरिभ्यः हरेः हरिभ्यां हरिभ्यः हरेः हर्योः हरीणां हरौ हर्योः हरिषु
इट्स् हरिषु नाट् हरिषु
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 एवं रवि कवि मुनि विधि श्रीपति प्रभृतयः
सम्यक् ओके वि विल् जस्ट् डू टू मोर् शब्दास् फर् टुडे अण्ड् देन् वि विल् गो टु द बुक् any questions in this, any of you not clear or any doubts? Jagmohan Mahodaya, please mute yourself.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Any questions? Okay, I assume not. Rangaraj Mahodaya, can you do the next?
Hello, Bhagini, I don't have your WhatsApp number.
So you can send me a text, buddy.
Okay, now, okay.
No, not now. After the class. Please say who is talking because sometimes I don't see it properly in the screen.
Uma. Be Uma.
Okay, you can just text me. I'll see. Okay?
No, I don't have your number. How to text?
It is there in the email. You can check it out.
Achha,
it will be in the signature. Rangarajan Mahodaya, can you do the next one?
Hello. Madam, I'm not getting the PDF downloader. Please say, pass on.
Okay, no problem. Anugraha Bhagini?
Yeah.
Rangarajan Mahodaya, please mute yourself.
Pati, ikarantaha, pullingaha, pati shabdaha.
Samyak.
पतिः पति पतयः हे पते हे पति हे पतयः पतिं पति पतीन्
पतिं नाट् पतीन्
पतीन्
नो इट्स् पतिं पतिं इन् द द्वितीया विभक्ति एकवचनं यु रेडि दस् पतिं इट्स् पतिं
ओके
ह्रस्व नाट्
पतिं पति पतीन्
सम्यक्
पत्या पतिभ्यां पतिभिः पत्ये पतिभ्यां पतिभ्यः
सम्यक्
पत्युः पतिभ्यां पतिभ्यः पत्युः पत्योः पतीनां पत्यो पत्योः पतिषु
सम्यक् वन् मोर् विद्याधर महोदय केन् यु डू द नेक्स्ट् वन् सखि
इकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः सखी शब्दः सखा सखायौ सखायः हे सखे हे सखायौ हे सखायः सखायं सखायौ सखीन् सख्या सखिभ्यां सखिभिः सख्ये सखिभ्यां सखिभ्यः सख्युः सखिभ्यां सखिभ्यः सख्युः सख्यो सखीनां
सख्योः
सख्योः सखीनां सख्यौ सख्योः सखिषु
सखिषु
सो वै ऐ टोल्ड् यू टु रीड् आल् आफ़् यू इस् देट् यू शुड् नो हौ टु यूस् इट् सो फार् एक्साम्पल् इफ् यू कम् अक्रास् अन् एस्से आर् समथिङ्ग् वेर् इट् हेस् बीन् सेड् दट् हरीणां
and you don't know where to go and see, you should understand that you have to go to Hari Shabda. Hari is in Pullinga, Pullinga Pratipadikam. So, Ikara Anta Pratipadikam. So, likewise, you can try to recollect the Anta and corresponding page will help you out. So, try to memorize at least 200 of the Shabdas. So that initially it will be tough, but once you do it, you'll be like a pundit. You can just like that say anything and everything. Wherever you see, even Srimad Bhagavatam or Ramayanam, you'll be able to understand it. Which Shabda it is and how to relate and everything. So that's why I wanted all of you to read it. So now we will go to the book. I guess we saw till Saptami the other day. I'll quickly take you through. So 5.1 deals with the Saptami Vibhakti, whatever we have seen. So initially, we saw like Kutra Pustakam Masti. When the question is, where is the book? And it had multiple answers like the book is in the bag, or in the library, or in the shop, or in the hand. So for whatever it is going to be Syute, Granthalaye, Aparne, Haste. So these are all Akaranta only. It's similar to Rama, Rame. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, please mute yourself. Rame, Granthalayaha, Granthalayaha, Granthalaye, Aparnaha, Aparne, Hastaha, Haste. And similarly, Kutra Balakaha Asti, where is the boy? Griham, so this is a Napumsakalinga Padam. Grihe, Nagaram, Nagare, Chitramandiram, Chitramandire, Upahara Griham, Upahara Grihe. So these are all for Pullinga Akaranta Shabda and Napumsakalinga Akaranta Shabda. And then we saw about Akaranta Strilinga Pada, where Kutra Panjalika Asti. Panjalika is a doll. Where is it? First one was Utpitika. So we said Utpitikayam. Utpitikayam. So now now that you know the Shabda Manjari text, you can go ahead and see where the Utpitika Akaranta Strilinga Pada is. So, I will try to locate it. Akaranta Strilinga. It is in page number 21. It has been given as Rama Shabda. Rama Shabda. Panchalika. Just give me a minute. Got frozen. Okay, yeah, I got it. Ramayam. If you see the Saptami Bhakti of Rama Shabdaha, Rama Rame Ramaha, He Rame He Rame He Ramaha, Ramam Rame Ramaha, Ramaya Ramabhyam Ramabhi, Ramayai Ramabhyam Ramabhyaha, Ramayaha Ramabhyam Ramabhyaha, Ramayaha Ramayoho Ramanam Ramayam Ramayoho Ramasu. So in Saptami Vibhakti you see Ramayam. If you see Utpitika, Rama, all are similar ending words. Mala, Sita, Kshama, Lajja. So for all of this the Saptami Vibhakti will be the same. Utpitika, Yam, Kapatika, Kapatika, Yam, Petika, Petika, Yam, Nidhanika, Nidhanikayam. So, Akaranta Strilinga Shabda. And then Kutra Mandiram Asti. Where is the temple? Now here, it is Ikaranta Strilinga Pada. It's Ikaranta. So, you have to search for Ikaranta, which is in page number 22 of Shabda Manjari. Nadi is there. Nadi Nadyo Nadyaha. In that, if you see the Saptami Vibhakti, Nadyam. So Kashi, Kashyam. Ujjayini, Ujjayinyam. Puri, Puryam. Kanyakumari, Kanyakumaryam.
So this is how we should be using your Shabdamanjari. Next class, I will take you through how to find out Dhatu Rupa. Or how to understand the Dhatu Rupa, that we will see it in the next class. So, and also we saw the exercise 5.2. I think I gave it as a homework. Mama Pita Karyalayaha. So, Karyalayaha is like Ramaha. So, it is Akaranta Karyalaya Shabdaha. Akarantaha Pullingaha Karyalaya Shabdaha. Saptame Vibhakti Karyalaye. Vittakoshaha Akarantaha Pullingaha Vittakosha Shabdaha. सप्तमी विभक्ति वित्तकोशे यंत्रागारम यंत्रागारम इज अकारांत नपुंसकलिंग बट इट इज वेरी सिमिलर टू द पुल्लिंग शब्द सो इट इज गोइंग टू बी यंत्रागारे दूरवाणी विनिमय केंद्रम अगेन इट इज अ नपुंसकलिंग सो केंद्रे स्वायत्त संस्था So again, Akara and the Strilinga Pada. So Yam has to be added. And a couple of you have done the homework and sent it. All of you have done a great job. And we saw when, which is Kada 5.4 A and A. Bhavan Kada Uttishtati. Panchavadane Uttishtami.
Bhagini, one doubt. What is the meaning of that Swata?
I get you.
What is the meaning of that?
Which one?
Swayatya samstha.
It is a kind of autonomy.
Autonomy, is it?
The only meaning that I know is autonomy, but I can check and let you know what exactly here it, they try to mean it by Swayatta Samstha. Okay. If any of you know, please let me know. Otherwise, I'll check and tell you.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Kada can also be, the answer for Kada mostly will be in Saptami Vibhakti, Panchavadane. और सीता सायंकाले नृत्याभ्यासं करोति सीता कदा नृत्याभ्यासं करोति सायंकाले करोति सो एनी क्वेश्चंस इन सप्तमी विभक्ति देन वी विल डू इट और एल्स वी विल गो टू द नेक्स्ट लेसन ओके आई विल टेक यू टू द नेक्स्ट लेसन व्हिच इज 5.5 सो हियर We are going to get introduced to today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, next to today after tomorrow, yesterday, day before yesterday, and a day before day before yesterday. So from the entire week will be communicated this way. Before that, days in Sanskrit. For example, today is Wednesday, so we call it Budhavasaraha. Budhavasaraha is Wednesday. Tomorrow is going to be Guruvasaraha. And after that Shukravasaraha. And after that Shanivasaraha. Bhanuvasaraha, which is Sunday. Somavasaraha, Monday. Mangalavasaraha is going to be Tuesday. We will start from end. In the mid, you see Adya. Are you able to see the square? Adya, Shvaha, Parashvaha, Praparashvaha. So today is Adya, tomorrow is Shvaha. I hope all of you know that the horse is known as Ashvaha. Right? Ashvaha is, earlier it was believed that the horse can take you to the place wherever you want to go that day itself. Not tomorrow, that is Ashvaha. That is how the horse got the name Ashvaha. It's not tomorrow, but you will go by the day itself, the same day itself. So that is why it was known as Ashvaha. So Shvaha is tomorrow. Adya,
is today, shvaha is tomorrow, parashvaha is day after tomorrow, pra parashvaha, the day next to day after tomorrow, and adya is today, hyaha is yesterday, parahyaha is day before yesterday, pra parahyaha is the day before yesterday. Okay, Vaidhyanathan Mahodaya, can you say what day is today? Everything is there in the book. You can see and see.
Adya Budhavasaraha.
Uttamam. Adya Budhavasaraha. What is given in the book, but Adya, which day?
Bhanuvasaraha.
Yeah, you get it right? So as per book, it is Bhanuvasaraha, but for us today is Budhavasaraha. Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. Chandra Bhagini, can you say what is tomorrow? What day is going to be tomorrow?
Shvaha Guru Vasaraha.
Uttamam. Samyak. Ashok Mahodaya, day after Mahodaya. Tomorrow.
Parasvaha. Shukravasaraha.
Shukravasaraha. Shu. Shukravasara.
Shukravasara.
Samyak. Vidyadhar Mahodaya.
Praparashvaha Shanivasaraha.
Samyak. Praparashvaha Shanivasaraha. Raghunathan Mahodaya, yesterday.
Here.
Hyaha.
Hyaha. Mangalavasaraha.
Samyak. Hyaha Mangalavasaraha.
Hyaha Mangalavasaraha.
Samyak. Uttamam. Rangarajan Mahodaya, day before yesterday.
Parasvaha.
What did you say?
Parasvaha. Day before yesterday.
No, we are talking about day before yesterday, not day after tomorrow.
You want it day after tomorrow, huh?
No, we are done. Adhya, shvaha, parashvaha, pra parashvaha, we are done.
Okay.
Shyaha also done. Day after, day before yesterday is what we are talking about.
I have not followed it. Can you guide me?
There is nothing to guide it. So given in the book already. What is today? Adya kim?
Today is Adya, okay. Tomorrow is Vaha.
Answer
all
me.
Things.
What day is today?
Today is Budhavasara.
Can you say it in Sanskrit? What is for today?
Adya Budhavasara.
Yesterday?
I have not practiced this all weekdays, you know. That's the reason I'm unable to tell you.
It is there in the what book, right? You can see the order is also given there.
Haya Mangala Vasaraha, okay?
Hyaha.
Haya. Hayaha. Hayaha.
It's not
Mangala Vasaraha.
Hayaha. Wait, Hayaha is an animal. It's not Hayaha. Hyaha.
Oh, Hyaha Mangala Vasaraha.
Fine, then before to that.
Parahaya.
Mahadev, please be mute and listen to others. Okay, please listen. Okay. Yeah, be in mute. Nayana Bhagini, can you do day before yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
Rangarajan Mahadev, please mute yourself.
Parayaha.
Bhagini, it's not para. Wait. What did you say for day before yesterday?
Praparayaha.
No.
Ya is yesterday.
It is not here. Wait. Here. It is here.
Here.
Here. Here is yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
So day before yesterday will be
Parahya.
Where is the visarga?
Parahya. Somavasara.
Uttam. Why are you missing the visarga all the time? I don't understand.
Yeah, I need to practice, ma'am, more.
Please practice it. Okay.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes,
there is
yes,
no
yes.
point from my side teaching you. If I am not unable to make you pronounce the visarga properly, it is not a good thing for me.
Yes, I'll practice.
Astu. You understand, right? Parahyaha somavasaraha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Deepa Kamna Dagini, swagatam. Deepa Kamna Dagini,
Bhanuvasarah.
Praparahyah Bhanuvasarah.
Praparahyah Bhanuvasarah.
Samyak. Dhanyavadah. Rupa Bhagini, start from Adya Bhanuvasarah in the book.
Okay. Should I go with Bhanuvasarah or should I say Budhavasarah?
No, go as per the book now.
Okay. Adhya Bhanuvasarah.
Okay, the next line, dash Shanivasarah. So what could be the answer for that?
Hyah Shanivasarah.
Uttam. Dhanyavadah. That much is enough. Savadi.
Thank you.
Uma Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Shvaha Somavasarah.
Uttamam. Shvaha Somavasarah. Anugraha Bhagini.
Parahyah Shukravasarah.
Samyak. Uttamam. Vijay Mahodaya. Do Mangalavasarah.
Yaha Mangalavasarah.
No. What did you say for Mangalavasarah? Vijay Mahodaya, can you please?
Parashvaha Mangalavasarah.
Parashvaha Mangalavasarah. Vaidhyanathan Mahodaya, there is a blank next. I wanted to fill it up with Guru Vasarah, assuming Adya Bhanu Vasarah.
Prabhashya Guru Vasarah. Prabhashya Guru Vasarah.
No, you are pronouncing it totally wrongly.
Bhanuvasarah.
Can you slowly try to pronounce it?
Praparhyaha Guruvasarah.
Give me a minute. Go ahead, Mahodaya. Can you try to pronounce it once again, very slowly?
Yeah. Praparhyaha.
It is not irr. It is not Hindi.
Prabharahyaha. Prabharahyaha.
You say praparahyaha. There are three words in that. Praparahyaha.
Praparahyaha Guruvasarah.
Uttamam. Parahyaha. It's not parahyaha. Chandra Bhagini, can you do the next one? Assuming Ravi Vasarah.
Again, Bhanu Vasarah.
Ravi is also Bhanu.
Yeah.
So now, Praparashyaha Guru Vasarah.
Haan. So,
Guru is Thursday. Guru is so Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and 3 days from that is going to be Ravi Vasarah.
that will become adhya again.
गुरुवासरः
अद्य ह्यः बुधवासरः बुधवासरः प्रह्यः मङ्गलवासरः प्रपरह्यः सोमवासरः then again ravivasarah even before that I don't know what to say
so you have to take it adya guruvasarah shvah shukravasarah parashvah shanivasarah praparashvah ravivasarah
okay
so remaining you can complete it as a homework whichever day you want you can consider one of this that as adya and finish it off that way So, adya mangalavasarah, shvah budhavasarah, yugovas parashvah, praparashvah. So, likewise, you can complete it. What is in 5.6? Prathama vakyam patitva prashnasya uttaram likhatu. So, you have to read the first sentence and then you have to answer the question. Adya shodasha dinankah, panchadasha dinankah kada. So assuming today is shodasha shodasha is 16 what will be panchadasha this again I'm giving it as a homework because that way you'll also learn sankhya which are numbers so we'll get into the dialogue any questions in this before that if so we can See, otherwise we'll move to the next one. Can I assume that you're all clear? Okay. So 6.1 is going to be Sambhashanam. Sambhashanam is conversation between somebody. So, Ashok Mahode, can you, Ashok Mahode and Vidyadhar Mahode, can both of you unmute yourself and do the sambhashanam you read the sambhashanam once and then each of you can again reread it with the meaning of it so first okay. On the go just go through the entire dialogue once you and Vidyadhar Mahodaya together and then you can pass between and explain others what you are trying to converse Vijay Mahodaya you can start
हरिः ओम् सुप्रभातम्
नमस्ते श्रीमान् स्वागतम् आगच्छतु उपविशतु
धन्यवादः
सर्वं कुशलं वा
आम् कुशलं भवान् एतत् पुस्तकः स्वीकरोतु
पुस्तकम् इट्स् नाट् पुस्तकः पुस्तकम् इस् नपुंसकलिङ्गपदम्
Yes, पुस्तकं स्वीकरोतु
कथम् अस्ति एतत् पुस्तकम्
समीचीनम् अस्ति भवान् अपि पठतु
अस्तु अनन्तरं पठामि
अहं गच्छामि
तिष्ठतु पानीयं स्वीकरोतु
क्षम्यतां मास्तु
किञ्चित् स्वीकरोतु
अस्तु धन्यवादः
शर्करा अधिका अस्ति किल
चिन्ता मास्तु अहम् आगच्छामि नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः
सम्यक् सो दीस् इस् देयर् इस् अ डायलॉग बिट्वीन् टू फ्रेंड्स् आर् टू पर्सन्स् Now, whenever you try to explain, both of you, try to find out the Kriyapadam, Vibhakti, if any, and whatever we have done so far. Try to find out where we saw what. Okay.
ओके दर्श पठामि गच्छतु पठतु स्वीकरोतु एंड ऑल दैट
नो यू कैन स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग आई मीन
विजय महोदय प्लीज गो अहेड सॉरी अशोक महोदय प्लीज गो अहेड आई डोंट नो व्हाई आई कीप कॉलिंग
हरि ओम सुप्रभातम so I mean here there is nothing subject or something because Hari Om it's like greeting it
Hari Om is hello kind of hello Suprabhatam okay. good morning so hello good morning what
hello good morning
vaguely yeah. Translating Hari Om technically not the same thing but based on today's conversation I'm trying to vaguely translate.
नमस्ते श्रीमान वेलकम मिस्टर नमस्ते मीन्स इट्स बेसिकली ग्रीटिंग रिगार्ड्स बेसिकली एंड स्वागतम इज वेलकम आगच्छतु उपविशतु इज प्लीज कम एंड सिट प्लीज टेक ए सीट सो इट्स बेसिकली क्रियापदम आगच्छतु उपविशतु इट्स अ रिक्वेस्ट ऑर्डर क्रियापदम् आज्ञारूप
आज्ञारूपम् आगच्छतु वि सॉ इट् इन् 4.3 क्रियापदानि इन् दट् 4.3 वि सा पट् नो नाट् 4.3 आ पठतु लिखतु सिमिलर्लि आगच्छतु उपविशतु कम् सिट् अस्तु अशोक महोदय प्लीज गो अहेड
नेक्स्ट धन्यवादः इट्स सेइंग थैंक यू फॉर
विद्यादन महोदय
सर्वं कुशलं वा इज एवरीथिंग ऑल राइट और इज एवरीथिंग गुड बेसिकली सो सर्वं मींस एवरीथिंग कुशलं वा वा हियर इज अ क्वेश्चन मार्क बेसिकली आस्किंग द क्वेश्चन Kushalam means, yeah, all right, I mean, well.
Doing good.
All is well.
Is everything fine? Yeah. Go ahead, Maja.
I'm Kushalam. So, I am fine. I'm,
No, it's not Aham Kushalam, it's Aam Kushalam. No. Yes,
yeah, fine. Aam Kushalam, yes, fine. So, next, Bhavan Etat Pustakam Svikarotu. Bhavan is you, referring to the पुलिङ्गः एतत् टेक् एतत् ऐ मीन् दट् बुक् इट् रेफर् टु बुक् टेक् दिस् तत् यस् दिस् बुक् पुस्तकम् इस् बुक् स्वीकरोतु अगेन् इट्स् अ रिक्वेस्ट् एण्ड् आर्डर् स्वीकरोतु इस् अ वर्ड् फर् टेक्
केन् यू ट्रै टु से द टर्म् वर्ब् इन् संस्कृतम्
Bhagini, I mean...
You said it's an order, right? Or a
yes.
verb. So what is the equivalent in Sanskrit?
Svikarotu. Okay, in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Kushta.
What is verb in Sanskrit?
Padam.
Padam is a verb. But what is an action verb?
Kriya.
Padam is a word. Okay, now you specifically say it as verb. You did not say it as a word. You said it as a verb, right?
Yes. Padam is verb.
Mahodaya, padam is word. W-O-R-D, word. But you said svikarotu is a verb. V-E-R-B, verb, right?
Yes, yes, it's action.
What is an action in Sanskrit?
Kriya.
Svikarotu is a Kriyapadam.
Kriyapadam.
And you said request or order. And what is that in Sanskrit?
Request. Order is, I think, Adesham.
What?
Okay.
You can see and say it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
4.2.4 see what is given there. Anyone else other than Ashok Mahodaya, can you say, other than Vidyadhar Mahodaya as well, what is Prarthana, I mean?
Agnya Rupa.
What is Agnya?
Agnya is order.
Command.
Okay. Command, then what about order. Request?
Prarthana.
Samyak. Did you understand Mahodaya?
Yes, again.
So, Svikarotu Kuddi Prarthana Rajnya.
Yes.
And what you said is correct. Can you also try to say, what is the Vibhakti of Pustakam here?
Dvitya. Object it is.
Samyak. Uttama. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, please go ahead. Continue. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, Akiva. I think you are muted, Mahodaya. Please unmute and talk.
Sorry. Katham asti etat pustakam means how is this book? It's asking the question. Katham means how. Asti is basically as it's basically a kriya padani, to exist or to be. Etat is the prathama vibhakti, etat, ete, etani, referring to the napunsakalingam. Pustakam is the napunsakalingam prathama vibhakti.
Samyak. Kathamasti etat pustakam, how is the book? Continue, Mahodaya, Ashok Mahodaya.
Samichinam asti. It's good.
Samichinam, not samichinam.
Samichinam asti. Bhavan api patatu. Patato is reading. It's okay, again agya.
Yeah, just like Svikarotu.
Yes. You what also read.
Very nice. Also. You also read. Bhavan api patatu.
Yes. Bhavan is you and api also read.
Wonderful. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, please go ahead.
Astu anantaram patahami. So, astu means fine, yes.
Okay.
Anantaram means all right, yeah. Anantaram means afterward. I will read it afterward. No, patami.
I'll read it later. Anantaram patami.
Yeah, I'll read it later. Patami is because it is referring to oneself, you are using patami.
Technically, aham patami, but since patami itself refers to my own self,
aham.
They are not explicitly given. Anantaram aham patami, it is actually not necessary there. And similarly, Padhatu refers to the person who is standing in front of you. So not necessary to say Bhavan api tvam patatu is not necessary. Bhavan api patatu refers to the person who is standing right in front of me. So I can directly say patatu. Samyak. Ashok Mahodaya, please go ahead.
Aham gachami. I am going. Gachami is going.
Wonderful. It refers to your own self. So aham gachami.
Yes.
Tishthatu paniyam svikarotu. So basically tishthatu here is referring as please wait. Paniyam svikarotu means please take the beverage or whatever drinks you are offering. Yeah. So paniyam here is referred as object in the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Svikarotu is basically a prarthana rupam usage of kriyapadani.
So tishtatu, svikarotu, both are kriyapadani. Samyak. Ashok Mahodaya?
Khyamyattam, mastu. I think khyamyattam is sorry. Mastu is not needed.
Vidyadhar Mahodaya?
Kinchit svikarotu. So again, further request, asking for to take a little, at least take a little.
Kinchit
is a little. Svikarotu again is a request here. So, Kriyapadam.
Ashok Mahodaya.
Astu, Dhanyavada. Opposite of Mastu. So, okay, I'll take it and thank you.
Sharkara adhika asti kila. Sharkara is sugar, so the it is saying you know sugar is more, isn't it? So but I don't see a question mark here. It's explanation.
No, we don't use question mark in Sanskrit. Classical Sanskrit does not have.
Okay.
It's not necessary.
Kila, so it is implied as question mark the moment kila is there, right?
Okay. Kila, it's like, is it not? No, when I say is it not, will I say is it not question mark? No, the moment I say is it not, you will understand, right?
Okay.
I'm asking a question. So here, I want you to note one thing. Sharkara adhika. The adhika refers to sharkara, so it is in the same vibhakti and lingam and vachanam.
It is vishesha.
If it were phalam, it will be adhikam. Phalam adhikam asti kila. Sharkara adhika asti kila. So always whatever word refers to some specific object or a thing, it will be in the same gender, same number, same vibhakti. Okay.
So this is adhika here is used as visheshanam, right?
It's absolutely correct. Visheshana visheshyam is like noun object, adjective or verb and adverb. For example, when I say Rama walks, walking is the adjective here. But when I say Rama walks fast, so I'm talking about walking. How he walks. He walks fast. So that is visheshana visheshyam. So others who do not understand it, so it's very similar to that. You cannot absolutely say it is visheshana visheshya, but it does defines about the shakara, whether it is huge or less. Please continue, Shak Mahodaya.
Chinta mastu. It's not.
Don't
it's
worry.
Okay.
Chinta mastu.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry.
And there is something in the bracket.
Pivati.
So the writer is saying he drinks. Okay.
Okay.
This is from the writer's side. It has got nothing to do with you or the other person who is talking to you. He simply says he drinks and then continue what you wanted to say.
Aham agachami. Namaskaraha. I'll come back. I think. Namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha, namaste, and the other person also says namaskaraha.
Namaskar.
So the words to be noted are Harihi Om. Harihi Om is namaste or hello. Suprabhatam, good morning. Swagatam, welcome. Kshamyaram, sorry. Namaskaraha is namaste. Chintamastu is don't worry. Any questions in the dialogue?
Bhagini, this Kila and Kalu is a bit confusing. Can you explain?
It is synonymous.
Oh, okay.
We will say, is it not or isn't it? Both refer to the same.
Isn't it is Kalu, is it not is Kila.
Not necessarily. You need not think
that. Okay.
I have a query now. The Harihi Om, will that be classed as a Sambodhanam? Like, Hey Rama.
No.
Harihi Om. No.
It is just hello.
But will it come under vocative case?
Why do you say it is vocative? Can you if you want to put it in vocative?
Because you are explaining something.
Sorry?
You are explaining something. You are exclaiming hello. Hey.
I don't
that's
think
why I just
that
asked.
Makes sense here. Actually, Harihi Om is actually a mantra. That itself is a mantra. It has got many different meanings associated.
But yeah, if you want to understand it that way, to an extent, okay, it is fine.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Bhagini, generally in class they say Hari Om. They never said Harihi Om. Is it anything to do with gender?
No.
Hello?
No, it has got nothing Bhagini, to do with the gender.
Harihi Om is proper.
Harihi Om is the correct proper way of saying.
Hari Om is not.
It has become colloquial way of saying Hari Om.
Dhaniwad.
So basically Hari means remover. So that's why we often call it Hari. Any other questions?
Bhagini, I have heard this also used in some conversation. Right? Chet exactly turns translated to what? No
Which
Chet
one?
Means.
Chet.
If not.
Which language do you speak?
Kannada.
Okay, I will think of something and let you know. It is a filler word.
Can I say something? Alladiddare in Kannada.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
If not.
Illandre, something like that. Okay.
Ah, illandre, okay. Alladiddare. It's very similar to that.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Bhumi. Dhaniwad.
Swagatam. Very good that you pointed out, Bhumi. Thank you. Any other questions? And the person who asked Chet, you can also say Asti Chet, if it is available. Nasti Chet, if it is not available. No Chet, if it is not like so. You can use with everything else.
Okay. I am Rupa.
Any other queries? If not, we will move on to the 7.1. Okay. So the next exercise is about the Dvitiya Vibhakti. You can again use the Shabdhamanjari. The first picture says Vidyalayaha. If you go down, there is a sentence, Mama Mitram Vidyalayam Gachati. My friend goes to the school. Vidyalayam Gachati. So there the school becomes an object. He goes. Where does he go? Vidyalayam. Okay, so similarly, try to fill up the rest of the sentences. I can help you out with the Dvitiya Vibhakti form of other words. Somehow my page got done. Just give me a minute. Can someone say which exercise you're doing? I forgot so quick.
7.1.
So the next one is Granthalayam, Devalayaha, Devalayam. So similarly, you can try to fill up the rest of the system. So here, Mama Mitram. So try to find out every Vibhakti. What is Mama? What is Mitram? What is Vidyalayam? What is Gachati? So if you analyze and do, it will be even more helpful. And the next one, 7.2, is also the same. I will do the first one for you. Pita, this is a conversation between Pita and Putra. Pita vadati. Pita says, Putra. Putra is Sambodhana. Okay. Putra, dash patatu. Patam patatu. Pataha is Prathima Vibhakti. Patam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Putra vadati. Aham, patam. Patitum na shaknum. Somebody has not muted. I'm hearing my own voice. Natarajan Mahodaya has not muted. Vijay Mahodaya has not muted.
I have muted you, however, all of you. So please be in mute. Okay, so patah patham. Patitum, to read. Patitum here, the pratyaya is tumun pratyaya. You see two at the end, right? To read, I am unable to read. Na shaknomi, I am not able to read. This patitum na shaknomi. So similarly, you can fill up the rest of the dashes and try to find out the meaning as you do it. And in the table, tam, tam are all there. That we will do it in the next class, just in case if you feel it has been overloaded. All of these are Dvitiya Vibhakti, of course. For example, there is mom at the end. So mom is Dvitiya Vibhakti of aham. Okay, aham. Mam, aham is prathama, mam is dvitiya. So mam dashayatu means show it to me. Show it to me is mam dashayatu. Dashayatu is show to whom? To me. So that becomes mam. So you just finish it, the fill in the blank. Rest we will do it in the next class. Now you can ask any questions if you have got. I'll just wait for another 5 minutes. If not, we will close the class. Someone wrote a story a while back. I think Deepa Bhagini, if I'm correct.
Rupa Bhagini had written.
No, not me. Rupa Bhagini, would you like to do it now?
आं भगिनि निमिषमेकं ददातु.
अस्तु अस्तु, चिन्ता
नास्ति. अहं कूर्मशशाकश्च कथां लिखामि.
लिखामि इस् ऐ एम् रैटिङ्ग् बट् यु आल्रेडि रिटन् इट् लिखित
अलिखत्
अलिखत् और् मया लिखितम्
अलिखं मया लिखितम्
ऐ हेव् रिटन्
मया लिखितम्
रिटन् बै मी मया लिखितम्
ऐ हेव् रिटन् मया लिखितम् ऐ रोट् अ स्माल् और् कन्सैस् वर्षन् ऐ डोण्ट् नो हौ टु से देट् जस्ट् ट्रै टु रैट् वेरि
लघु कथां
कन्सैस् लघुकथां लिखितं
शार्ट्
लघुकथां मया लिखितं पठामि. एकं वने द्वौ मित्रौ स्तः, तौ शशाकः कूर्मः च. Okay, ekam vane is in one forest, vane is in saptami, dvau mitrau, two friends, staha is were there, or they are there, tau, they both, shashakah is a rabbit, kurmaha is tortoise, cha, so they are rabbit and tortoise, atha kadachit, then one day, tau, dhava pratiyogitam, that is running race, kartum, to do, nishchayam kurutaha. They decided to have a running race. Pratiyogitaha prarambaha bhavati, the race started. Shashakaha bahu vegena dhavati, the rabbit ran fast or with speed actually. Bahu vegena is in tritiya, so it ran with speed. Kurmaha shanaihi chalati, the tortoise moved slowly, shanaihi slowly. Marga madhye shashakaha chintayati, in the middle of the way the rabbit thought. Kurmaha shanaihi chalati, the tortoise moves very slowly.
तथा अहं निमेषद्वयं विरामं करोमि. Therefore, I will take 2 minutes rest. Nimeshadvayam is 2 minutes rest. Iti. So he thought like that. Saha ati shigram prasuptaha bhavati. He fell asleep very. Purmaha shanaihi shanaihi ramena vina chalitva pratogitam jayati. The tortoise. Shanaihi shanaihi slowly, viramena vina, without rest, chalitaha, hi vati, praudha shashaka parajayati, the proud rabbit lost that, iti padi.
Any comments from others on what she has written? Anywhere you want to change it, you just share it in a group as well, so that you can make a bit of changes. I mean, it is all it takes. Only thing is shashakah, it's not shashakah, shashakah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here and there, some nuances can be added, that we will do it.
Actually, I have written Shashakaha, but I don't know why I read it as Shashaka.
That's what even I was thinking.
Yeah.
Can you explain about Pratiyogita, yeah, the word that you've used?
I will send it in the group.
That's fine. But for others to understand, what is Pratiyogita?
Pratiyogita is a competition. Even how that word came into, I'm not very sure, Bhagini. I think Prati Yogita is probably a comparison of Yogita or...
Correct. That's correct.
It's a comparison of Yogita is what I understood. The reason I used it is because it's the same in Kannada, we use the same word, so...
Yeah.
But that's how I understand. Prati is against each other, yogita or the capability.
Samyak, uttam. Samyak uttavati. We will just work on it a bit. Others can also take this up and see how else you can make the sentence. If any of you have got something to say with the story, you can say it now, or else we will do it offline. Awesome. So shall we close the class then? Any queries, any questions, or you want to say something? Fine. Rupa Bhagini, can you do the Shanti Mantra?
Hello.
Yeah, can you do the Shanti Mantra?
Yeah, sorry, in the middle for a second I lost connection.
No okay. Problem.
I will do the Shanti Mantra. You can mention the Rapu. I'm just pulling up the lyrics. I don't want to. Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Samyak, dhanyavadah sarvesham. Nirmilamaha.